good to see you as we enter into this new year. I am so glad that you are here in worship in the sanctuary and joining us online this morning, wherever you're at. We want to welcome everyone, and I trust that if you are a guest with us, you will have a wonderful experience and you will make plans to join us again real soon. I'm Pastor Bob, and welcome. Grateful that you're here. Here in the sanctuary, if you'll take those attendance pads, fill them out, pass them down the aisle. Thank you for your generosity in giving as well. You give by texting to give. You send in contributions. You go online. You use the app. Today here in the sanctuary, if you have a gift you've wanted to bring as we leave, the ushers will have offering plates. Certainly online, you can give any time. Our stewardship 2022 cards continue to come in, and we are just shy of our goal. If you haven't been able to turn it in yet and plan to do it so that we can finish up our plans. As we heard, our first Wednesday is this Wednesday, January the 5th. I understand Jennifer Patterson from Aim High Gymnastics Ministry is coming. You know that Jennifer was such a wonderful, dear person to our friend Tom Noggle. And she will be sharing about her mission to use gymnastics in our community to reach children, particularly children who would be blessed to be encouraged to aim high in not only gymnastics, but all of life. So I look forward to hearing about the meal, the mission, her mission, and then the message, as we've heard, Wayne is going to be sharing. I hope you'll make a point to come this Wednesday night. Starts at 5:30. It's going to be great. Prayer is the foundation of everything we do, and it's carried us through 2021. It will see us through 2022 because God is with us. Amen? We anticipate challenges, but we also expect great blessings ahead of us. There is always hope, always encouragement, and always possibilities when we walk with Jesus. Amen? Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Maybe there are prayer requests, things on your heart that you have brought to worship. I invite us to bring those to the Lord as we come to this time. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, amazing Lord, we do thank you and praise you as we begin this new year. We know that and confess we have great need for your mercy and grace again, because we fall short, even as we think about this new year. We know that there are going to be times we blow it, times that we don't live up to your calling on our lives. But we're grateful that you understand that. That's why you sent your son Jesus, that he might be the one that we can look to. Your son who came to give his life that we might live, that we might be free from our guilt and shame, that we might be free from the fear of death and the grave. Oh, Lord, we thank you for all that this means as we put our faith, our trust in you again this year. Lord, we come boldly before your throne of grace. Our hearts go out to all people that we know who are in need. Maybe there are persons that we know who are sick, who are battling with COVID or maybe cancer or perhaps the flu or any other health issue. Oh, Lord, we lift them in our prayers. Lord, we pray for people that we know, perhaps ourselves, who've suffered loss this year, loss of loved ones. Oh, Lord, comfort us in our grief. Or maybe it's been a loss of a job. Lord, encourage us as we consider other options. Lord, we think about what it means for someone to lose a home. And we've heard recently of nearly 1,000 people who lost homes in the Colorado wildfire just this weekend. Oh, Lord, we pray We pray for people who are battling and need encouragement. Maybe the battle is depression or addiction, anxiety or identity. We pray for persons who might find themselves lost or who are hurting, who need salvation, who need truth, who need a Savior. Oh, Lord Jesus, we just celebrated that you are the one who has come, the Lord, the Savior. Come among us in power, oh Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, come among us in truth and in love and in grace. Oh, Heavenly Father, meet each of us at the point of our need. Provide for us your living, loving presence above all. We continue to pray, Lord, for our city, our state, our nation, our world. The needs are great, Lord, but you are great. We pray for our church. We pray, Lord, for your church worldwide and its ministries. But right here in our community, the needs are real as well. We pray for churches across the Tulsa metro area. We pray for our church and its mission and ministry in 2022. Lord, lead us and guide us. Empower us. Ignite us. We're making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. We remember your call to prayer, Lord, and we remember the prayer you taught us as we pray it now as well. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, I again am so glad to be here. And this first Sunday of the year, as we're looking forward to what God is going to be doing in all of our lives, I'd remind you that you can follow along my outline using the Christ Church app. Our scripture today comes from Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse 31. Stand as you are able for the hearing, the reading of the word. Jesus, was on the mountaintop. He was teaching his disciples about a lot of things. But in Matthew 6, 31, he said this: "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." This is the word of God for the people of God. Amen. Amen. Well, again, welcome to everyone, both those of you here in the sanctuary and those of us joining us online this morning. It is the beginning of the new year, 2022. How are we doing? I love to hear the greats. I'm always encouraged. I know that not every time we come to worship is the first word out of our mouth, great. Sometimes, life is happening. But we come to worship knowing that God is with us. Are you looking forward to this new year? I don't know about you, but I find there is something meaningful about reflecting on the past year, looking toward the new year with hope, with expectation. Here's a question: what kind of year was 2021 for you spiritually? Is that a good question? Was it a year of growing and stretching? Would you say your spiritual vitality increased or decreased? Or did it stay about the same? What was 2021 like for you spiritually in your relationship with God? Sometimes we can just be drifting along spiritually. Sometimes it's like we're there on the lazy river and we're just kind of kicked back. And have you been there? I know I've been there sometimes, just kind of lazy in my experience with God. Or other times, you know, we can be inconsistent. We start, then we stop. We get started, then we get sidetracked. Did you have any spiritual starts and stops in this last year? It's easy to lose focus or to become distracted in normal times, let alone these crazy COVID times. But then for some, there are those times, even in the midst of adversity. Maybe this has happened for you. When in the midst of adversity, we get fired up. We become passionate. We have something that happens within us that creates a new spiritual fire. I don't know about you, but for me, times of the greatest spiritual vitality often happen right in the middle of my greatest struggles. That happened to you? Charles Dickens' famous opening line in The Tale of Two Cities: "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times." That opening line is often descriptive of what is going on in my spiritual life. How about yours? Well, 2021 is gone. And some people might say, good riddance. Hello? I find that most years include some blessings and challenges. How about you? Were there some blessings as well as challenges in this past year? And I'm sure all of us answer that in different ways. And what about this new year? What are your hopes and prayers for 2022? I don't know about you, but I want 2022 to be a year of spiritual growth and vitality and victory. Amen? As your pastor, I want that for you, for your family. I want that for our church as well. Over these past years, we have been through a lot together as the body of Christ. We've experienced heartache. We've suffered loss. We've made a lot of adjustments, and we have worked hard to stay connected. In many ways, it has been a very challenging time, and yet God has been with us. God has been with us. I've been praying and asking God and others to help me to discern a fresh vision for 2022. And it's come in the form of three strategic priorities. First of all, re-engage and reconnect. We want to continue our efforts to re-engage and reconnect with members and friends of our congregation. COVID brought challenges, and we've responded, I believe, well. But we want to continue our efforts to come together, to re-engage and to reconnect as the body of Christ. A second priority, reach new people. We want to renew our efforts to reach more new people for Christ in this new year. We believe God has new persons. He wants to be connected to Him and to His body of Christ here. And you have a great part in helping that happen. We want to talk more about that in the days ahead. And a third strategic priority, strengthen our discipleship. We have always been clear about our mission. We're making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. But we want to focus on the pathway and create more ways for persons to know, love, and serve Jesus Christ more fully. This will help us all grow stronger in Christ. Well, these are some of the things that I have been thinking about as I lead the church, but what about your personal walk with Christ? What hopes and prayers do you have for your spiritual life as we enter this new year? And how do we get there? Well, Jesus taught some helpful things. Once, when he had gathered his disciples and was teaching them about not being consumed by worry or fear or the cares of life, he said something simple and yet profound. He said, "Put God first." Turn to your neighbor and say, "Put God first." Online, turn to your friend, your spouse, your those there with you. Put God first. Don't worry, Jesus said, about everyday cares of life. Your heavenly Father knows you need those things. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus said, "But seek first," what? "His kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." He's talking about putting first things first. Jesus says, if you will put first things first in your life, if you will seek God and his kingdom, his priorities, his will, his righteousness, if you put first things first, everything else that we often worry and fret and stew about in life, food and clothing, work, money, our health, our kids, our grandkids, the future, all of these concerns will be taken care of. Wow! I mean, is that not some kind of a promise? We focus on God, we put him first in our lives, and he sees that all the other things are taken care of. Man, I remember as a young believer running onto that scripture and having had a whole host of things at that time in my life I was worried about or fretting about, and I said, wow, I mean, is that right, God? If I will do this, you'll take care of these other. And I began a journey of saying, all right, Lord, I'm gonna try to do that. And, well, what I've discovered is, you know, some 40 years into it now, it's turned out to be true. God has taken care of all of these things that used to be on my worry list. And, you know, I still got the list. There's always some new things I'm putting on the list. But what I've had enough experience in the past about is I have more conviction that, you know what, I've got these things, but I'm trusting, I'm believing. In fact, I'm just almost certain that he's going to continue to do what he's been doing. So what's on your list these days? Things that you're worried or fretting about. I've got mine. You've got yours. Jesus says we can exchange those worries and that fretting by putting first things first, by seeking God in this new year. So what are some practical ways to do it? How can we go about this in ways that make sense in our everyday lives? Well, here's one way. At the first of the day, seek God. How we can intentionally seek God at the beginning of each day. The psalmist says in Psalm 63:1, "Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you." Let's read that together. "Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you." We can make a conscious effort to seek God. I try to seek God first. At the first thoughts in the morning as I wake up. First, the first thing I've learned to do is to listen. You know, often there is a thought or an insight that I had been wrestling with, and often right then, right as I wake up, there is an answer. And if that happens, and when that happens every so often, I think, man, that Lord, you are so great to meet me right here. And then as I walk our dog Daisy through the neighborhood, I listen to my Through the Bible in a Year devotion and scripture passages in my earbuds. And you know what? It is often amazing how God brings scripture passages or insights to bear on what I am facing right there that day. I've become fanatical about having this morning time with God. I don't want to miss it. So it was 29 degrees out there this morning. I said, Daisy, we're just going to bundle up a little more. We're going out. This morning, once again, God just made himself known. We read in Mark 1:35, Jesus was very intentional about seeking God. He said, very early in the morning, the scripture says, while it was still dark, Jesus got up. He left the house. He went off to a solitary place where he prayed. The first day, we can seek God. What's something else we can do? Well, the first day of the week, worship. The first day of the week, worship. This was certainly a priority in the early church. We read in Acts 20, verse 7, on the what? First day of the week, we came together to break bread. If you want 2022 to be a great year spiritually, make worship a priority. Lord, this year I'm going to seek you in worship. I'm going to be in worship either in the sanctuary or online as often as I can do it. And I'm going to consider coming to First Wednesday, that first Wednesday of the month experience as well, when I can do it. I'm going to be in worship. I'm going to come expecting you to speak to me. I'm going to be fired up about worship. And you know, we are going to continue to do our best to make worship dynamic and inspiring, meaningful, impacting. So make it a priority to connect in worship. Come expecting. What else can we do in 2022 to have a great year of spiritual growth and vitality? To put things first. First things first. First day, first of the day, seek God in prayer and Bible reading. First of the week, seek God in worship. Connect here in worship or there online. A third thing, at the first of the month, we can seek God with the tithe. Setting aside a percentage of our income with the tithe or the tenth being the goal. For the children of Israel in the Old Testament, this was part of their faith relationship with God. In Leviticus 27:30, we read, a tithe of everything from the land, whether grain from the soil or fruit from the trees, belong to the Lord. It is holy to the Lord. This practice of bringing the first fruits of the land encouraged God's people to trust him. It also was a practical means of providing, of funding God's ministry on earth. That's how the temple was cared for. The priests were provided for. The poor were helped through those tithes and offerings. So what did Jesus say about tithing? Well, in Luke 11:42, he said, you should tithe, yes, but do not neglect the more important things. Yes, we should tithe, Jesus was saying, but don't forget the more important things of loving God, of loving your neighbor. Jesus affirmed the practice of tithing as being a practical means of putting first things first. I am grateful for each person who, in our church, who steps out in faith in giving. Now, it's true in every church that not everyone is able to step up to tithing right away. Tithing is a measure of faith, and not everyone is at the same place. Some people are just beginning. Others are further along in their faith, further along in their practice of giving. So a few years ago, we did a survey, and many of you responded, and I found the results fairly typical of the churches that I've served. 18% of you indicated I give 1-2% of our income. 20% of you said we give 3-5% of ours. Another 20 said 6-9%. 23% of you indicated for us it's 10% of our income. 13% of you indicated it was more than 10%. Only 6% indicated that you weren't able to give anything yet. We all are at different places in our stewardship. Imagine what our church could do if each one of us continued to just grow in our stewardship. Imagine what God could do if we continued to grow in faith in our giving. We are all somewhere along the journey, and God is simply calling all of us, isn't He, to continue to keep growing in our faith relationship with Him. How could 2022 be a great year of spiritual growth and vitality for you? Put first things first. First of the day, seek God in prayer and Bible reading. First of the week, seek God in worship. First of the month, seek God in giving. Another thing we consider doing at the first of the year, fast. Fasting is a spiritual practice used for centuries to seek God and to put God first. It's always been a means of saying, God, I am serious. God, I am going to deny my body its normal diet of food in order to focus my attention and my energies on seeking You and seeking Your will. So in the Old Testament, remember Moses and Elijah, they each fasted for 40 days and 40 nights as they sought God. And in the New Testament, at the beginning of His ministry, Jesus fasted for what? 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, seeking God for the spiritual strength He would need. Now, these are very extreme examples of fasting. I don't think that kind of fasting is the normal thing that God expects for us, or the normal thing that we see in the Bible when it comes to fasting. In the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew 6:17, Jesus is teaching His disciples about fasting, and He said, "But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting." Jesus expected His followers would practice fasting, but He didn't want them to make a big show of it like the Pharisees did. Instead, He was trying to say to them, try to act normal, try to look normal when you fast. But Jesus encouraged His disciples to practice fasting. He thought and encouraged them to do it. Over the last few years, I have been considering members of our church, or encouraging you to consider fasting as a means to seek God not only at the beginning of the year, but any time you might be saying, Lord, I need a breakthrough. I need in this circumstance to hear from You. As we reflect and seek God's direction, fasting is a great means of God's grace. There are different times of fast. A normal fast is no food, only water for a time in order to focus on prayer and fellowship with God. When I fast in this way, as I miss meals and I begin to have the hunger pains that are only natural, I let those hunger pains nudge me to be thinking about the things of God and to be thinking about what it is I'm seeking Him for. A partial fast is when we abstain from certain kinds of foods for a season, but perhaps have like fruit and vegetables instead. In Daniel 3, we read Daniel ate no choice food, meat, or wine for 3 weeks. So the Daniel fast, as it's sometimes called, is a partial fast that focuses on eating no choice foods, but just fruits and vegetables for a season. In the Old Testament, we see that for Daniel, it was 21 days, or however many days we might like. Fasting is a tangible way of denying our flesh in order to focus on spiritual communion with God. John Wesley encouraged his preachers to fast on Wednesdays and Fridays. They would skip breakfast, they would skip lunch, and they would break their fast in the afternoon around 3. They would have tea. They would have tea to break their fast. I have found that when I have a particular prayer focus, that rhythm of maybe skipping a meal or two helps to sharpen my connection with God. Well, Jesus encourages us to put first things first, to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto us. I do pray that 2022 will be a year of spiritual growth and vitality for you, for all of us. Sometimes that growth happens in the midst of real challenges too. We don't know exactly what 2022 might hold for us, but we can take steps to prepare ourselves, to be ready for whatever comes. And how? We can plan to put first things first. We can seek God at the first of the day in prayer and study. We can seek God at the first of the week in worship. We can seek God at the first of the month in our giving. And we can seek God at the first of this new year, or any time that we need special direction or insight, we can consider a time of fasting and prayer. Remember this: put God first to be best equipped for this new year. Amen? Let's pray together. Let's pray. Oh, gracious and loving God, Heavenly Father, Almighty Lord, we thank you for your ultimate call to put first things first. We know that the way to the abundant life that we seek is putting you in the center of our lives and keeping you there. And we have the opportunity to do it every day of this new year because of your Son Jesus. As we enter this new year, as we think again about what it means to put first things first in our lives, we glory in your amazing love and grace. We don't have to be perfect. You have provided forgiveness for our sins and failures. We simply come as we are and receive your grace and love. It's that grace and love that compels us to commit our lives to Christ, to commit our lives to you, O Lord, and to purpose to be part of your church. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the gift of your Son, Jesus. In His name we've prayed, and everyone said, Amen.